What is up, my friends? It is Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: stop looking for the easy way out. Okay, now, this may come across as a rant, and if it does, I am not sorry, because it is kind of a rant. But what I'm seeing, there's been a bit of a shift in the fitness industry, and there's a lot of these were really, really well marketed, which I really, really appreciate their skill in this. I don't want you to take this as a jealous thing. I am actually very impressed, and I think it's complete genius. But there's a lot of these gyms online programs, actual gyms, actual facilities that are popping up around the place that are offering shorter workout sessions and making it just like a really quick get in, get out sweat session. Okay, now these things are good, right? They get people active, they get people moving, they get people training, which is good. But what will happen to the body long term won't be so good. People will be locked into a contract and be frustrated about not progressing with results. Now, again, I'm not angry about having gyms having contracts. We have contracts, right? We have like 3-month contracts, 12-month contracts, and things like that. Now, the reason we have it and I feel okay about that is because I know if somebody stays for a year and signs up for a year, they're going to progress. And year on year on year on year on year, they'll keep progressing. And how do I know that? Because it's fucking happened so many times. Like, a lot of the people who have trained with us long term are absolute animals if they've been consistent in the game, right? And it's just, that's just how it is. Like, I've got zero doubt in my mind that what we do works. Now, how does what we do work better than these other quick fix gyms or quick fix online programs? This is what I'm going to explain to you guys today. So in your body, there is, if you can imagine a pyramid, okay? So a pyramid like the food pyramid, where it's like segregated, there's a certain level of abilities in each area that you need to master before you move on to the next area. And if you fail to move on to the next area, you're going to hit a plateau and you'll lack progress in your body. And this is how I teach. I've done a masterclass for other coaches, and there's an working osteopath in there who's a trainer and basically very, very smart. And there's all these other people who I've taught this concept to who are trainers and moving into high level coaching or have just studied their PT courses even. Like, I've taught this concept to a lot of people. This is the easiest way to break it down. You got a pyramid. In the bottom part of the pyramid, okay, the very first section of the pyramid, the big fat section, the most important section, right? This is the base, okay? There's a part of your training that needs to be implemented, and that's basically building a base, building up your work capacity, building up your ability to just be generally fitter, right? It might be, you might run, you might walk, you may lift weights just in the gym, just generally. You may do a martial art. You may play a sport. You may do anything, okay? This area, this base, right? Essentially, the bigger this base is, the bigger your general fitness capacity and your general strength ability is, the better, okay? So if you've played, you know, AFL football at like a local level, if you've played that, great. You'll have some ability, right? If you've played netball, great. You'll have some ability. If you've been a runner, you'll have some ability in your fitness capacity, okay? Now, this section, it's very important to understand that this section is important, okay? And this just builds with more work and just builds over time, okay? The base builds, and then the fitter you get, the bigger that base goes. Now, the second section, this is the next part that I look at, is general strength, okay? So with this whole building of the base, that's super important. Now, this is what a lot of these quick fix gyms do. This is what those circuit-based gyms do. This is what our circuit-based sessions do. So the ones that we have added on as free for members, like, you know, your metabolic powers, your circuit sessions, your, you know, when we run kick fit sessions, boxing sessions, you know, like any sort of like functional fitness type training will do this, okay? So that'll build a good base. Now, what will happen is after a few months, if you are building a base, after a few months, it stops progressing pretty much at all. Like, there's a minimal progression from there. Okay, if you just keep hitting and hammering at the same sort of thing and the same sort of training, it'll just plateau out, okay? with the fat loss, it will plateau out. With your fitness gains, it will plateau out. With your ability to perform as an athlete, it will plateau out. Okay, you need to add new stimulus. You need to add new levels of things. Now, this is where strength comes in. This is why we have such a big emphasis on strength at Royal Fitness. Because if we can improve people's strength and movement capacity and their ability to move with strength, this is in body weight movements, it's in barbell movements, kettlebell movements, even in, like, if you think about odd objects lifting, like your strongman-based stuff, building up this base strength is really, really important. So you've got your general fitness, you've got your general movement patterns that you mastered. So you could look at, say, bodyweight squats in a circuit with push-ups and stuff like that. You might look at running, you know, any of that sort of stuff. Then next section's like specific, more specific base strength stuff. So you're building up your capacity to do pull-ups, push-ups, lunges, squats, deadlifts, bench presses, overhead presses, all with weights, all right? You're adding more and more strength. The bigger this base goes, this is something that's, you can keep adding, and the way we program, it's always evolving and always growing you as an athlete, okay? Because it is such a focus on the strength side, the growth keeps going, okay? So as people's base builds with the conditioning that we do, the strength is able to, you're able to do more work in a short period of time, and the strength can go up. Okay, from there, you're looking at more power-based work. All right, the next section in the pyramid, if you imagine that pyramid, the next section in the pyramid, getting towards the top, it's power-based. So that might be things like jumping, like throwing stuff, like Olympic-based lifting with your kettlebells. We use the kettlebells because I think Olympic lifting is very dangerous for untrained people and people who don't really care about it. I don't find there's a huge point in learning. I'd rather people lift heavier with kettlebells because it's safer and faster to teach and it's just easier to learn, basically. You've got all these quick lifts, this more explosive based stuff, and if you think of box jumps, broad jumps, ball throws, all that, that's where this includes. So now we've got a fitness base at the very bottom, we've got a good strength base, then we start to add in more power based stuff to improve that. And what happens as we creep up this pyramid, each next level helps improve the level before it, helps elevate that level before it to bring up that, so you become a more well-rounded and I suppose expanding athlete. Okay, then the very top is a specific skill, and this is like sporting skill. So if you're going into say for me, like I do jiu-jitsu and kickboxing, so that's more specific skill. I wouldn't have the ability in jiu-jitsu and kickboxing that I do if I didn't have a good cardio base, a good conditioning base, if I didn't have a good strength base and movement base, and if I didn't have good power work, right? These things can make up for a lot of skill deficiencies, and they do for me, right? A lot of my strength and power and fitness can hold me over in an area that I may be lacking. So that elevates my skill level just because I'm fitter and stronger than some other people, right? So I've done the work there. Okay, so that might be, the other skill sections might be like kicking of a football, specific areas like that. It might be, if you start to look at the lifting side of things, it might be like specific into like CrossFit competition or powerlifting competition or strongman competition. This is the stuff that we do, and you'll see people on specific programs in RF that are competitors that we help them with that. We've got people like Hixie was telling me yesterday, he's going to break the world record now for the yoke, which is fucking incredible. Like, think about that for a second. The best in the world under 80 kilos at yoking. Like, how's that? You know, you've got girls like Steph is in a specific, when she goes into powerlifting, holds all the national records for her weight class in powerlifting. Incredible, right? Like, you've got guys like Tony competing in Frisbee internationally, right? And for Australia, you've got people who have been through our system that have been in the AFL system, in the VFL system. Like, think about that for a sec. Like, you got pro fighters that are getting in their cage and fighting people. It's amazing if you actually sit back and be like, oh shit. But you think about the level of the pyramid and how it's worked out. If you compare yourself to that athlete, you're like, I want to do that. I want to do that skill. And you don't have the prerequisite base. You don't have the prerequisite strength and movement patterns. You don't have the prerequisite power development. You're going to find it very, very difficult. Okay, and it is possible, 100% possible. You know, if your goal is to run a marathon, that's a skill now. It's not just general fitness, but we can build you there because we know what we're doing. All right, now, keep thinking through all of this stuff and keep thinking how it applies to you. But what I will say is, if you're in a place, if you're thinking about training in a place, and this is for members or non-members and anybody who's considering training, just make sure that if you want more than just to rock up and feel sweaty and fucked up after a session, you need to have people who are who are addressing these areas of power, strength, cardio, you know, flexibility, core, like specific like core movements or specific like stabilization movements. Like our programming is quite complex in this area, and that's the reason why we're so good at getting results for people. Right now, guys, I want to wrap this up because I know I've just sort of I've dropped some knowledge on you guys, and you're getting a deeper understanding of this. I just want you to make sure that you're in the best possible hands. Now, if you do have any questions, please hit me up. If there's something like a skill or something that you feel you need to work on more, hit me up, send me a message. But if you're a little bit lost in your training or you feel like you've plateaued out a bit, don't look at like going to an easier quick fix. Have a look at doubling down on your efforts in the strength and power and skill side of things. If you've already got a great base, that's really a good start. And then you can start to add from there. If you're trying to skip levels, it's just not going to help you out long term. Now, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. I'll be checking in again tomorrow. If you have any questions, hit me up. If you can share this podcast up with somebody who might be doing some sort of retarded type of training or some sort of training that you don't think is the best method for yourself or them moving forward, let them know. Share this podcast with them and try and get them in the gym and try and get them moving in the right direction. I'll talk to you all very, very shortly. Have a great day. Bye.